Well, familiar old issues of procurement and foresight, or lack thereof, are dogging the federal government as the pandemic rolls into a third year. Tens of thousands of new cases have been recorded across the nation today, and hospitalisations continue to climb. Experts warn the real number of cases in the community is likely to be a lot higher, partly because of the change in criteria for who should seek a PCR swab, but also because people can't get their hands on rapid antigen testing kits, or they simply can't afford them. The Prime Minister says it's up to Australians to pay for rapid tests themselves, as Queensland becomes the latest state to secure its own batch of millions of rat kits, as they're known, that it says it'll hand out for free. Rhett Burney reports.
Like so many Australians, 33-year-old Canberra woman Amy has spent a lot of time trying to track down COVID rapid antigen tests.
So I looked everywhere in Canberra, spent about a week trying to find some. I've only just been able to get some, and that's because I'm visiting friends in Adelaide. Went to the chemist here. They were able to order some and then get some in for myself and my friends. But in Canberra, we were just told out of stock, not sure when they're getting them in.
Amy paid $15 per test, a cost that she said she was willing to pay.
Fine for me, who has a job and can afford it, but I mean, I imagine there's a number of people who won't be able to afford them at $15.
Retailers Harvey Norman and Dick Smith are cashing in on the demand for rapid antigen testing kits too. They've already sold out, and some online stores are charging as much as $45 for a single test. Professor Nancy Baxter is an epidemiologist and the head of the School of Population and Global Health at Melbourne Uni. She's been pleading with the federal government to supply them for free.
When we changed the definition of a close contact, you know, we didn't change the biology of the disease. We didn't change the transmission of the disease. So there are a lot of people who may be in contact with someone at work or in social settings who are close contacts, you know, when in the true definition of the term, but don't meet the criteria for testing with PCR. Honestly, the governments can bulk buy these things. They can source them. They can distribute them. They have the mechanism with which to get this done that, you know, we as a community, even if we want to, don't have.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Channel 7 that's not going to happen.
But when it comes to this pandemic, we've had JobKeeper, we've had business supports, we've had the COVID disaster payments. We've invested hundreds of billions of dollars getting Australia through this crisis. But we're now in a stage of the pandemic where you can't just make everything free, because when someone tells you they want to make something free, someone's always going to pay for it, and it's going to be you.
This afternoon, the Queensland government announced it secured 18 million COVID rapid antigen testing kits that it'll provide for free at testing sites to people classified as close contacts and COVID-19 positive cases who require further testing under a public health direction. Victoria ordered 34 million of the tests just before Christmas. They're expected to arrive this week, and they'll be provided to residents for free. Health Minister Martin Foley says the states and territories are stepping in to do the work of the federal government.
What we're seeing consistently from the Prime Minister is his ability to transfer responsibility to the states. That's just the way this Prime Minister operates. The states clearly have a view that freely available rapid antigen testing as part of an ongoing response to Omicron forms part of what should be a national response. We've seen right across the globe that freely available, readily distributed rapid antigen tests form a key part of ongoing responses to the global pandemic.
But Scott Morrison says that model is bad for business.
The private market, whether it's in the big warehouse pharmacies or the other pharmacies or the supermarkets, they can now go and stock their shelves with confidence that they won't be undercut by the government.
There have also been calls, including from a leading pharmacy chain, for the government to drop the GST on rapid antigen tests to make them more affordable. Health Minister Greg Hunt argues that's up to the states to decide, as was the case with GST on women's sanitary products.
That's entirely a matter for the states. Prime Minister, myself, the Treasurer have discussed it. That money doesn't go to the Commonwealth. That goes to the states. It took a long while for us, the Prime Minister and the Treasurer and myself in our different roles at the time worked to have that GST removed on sanitary products. It took a lot of convincing for some of the states.
Epidemiologist Nancy Baxter says public health needs to come first, and she warns the current supply block of rapid antigen tests and the fact that they're not free to everyone will have already skewed the known number of cases in the community.
The cases that are officially recorded are only the tip of the iceberg. So we really don't know where we're at in terms of the number of cases. All your listeners should assume that there are many cases out there in the community that are undiagnosed. And so your chances of encountering someone with COVID who doesn't know they have COVID, doesn't have access to testing, doesn't know that they were in contact with somebody with COVID, that number is just increasing. So you can kind of assume when you go to the grocery store that somebody in that grocery store is going to be in that circumstance.
That's epidemiologist Nancy Baxter ending Rhett Birney's report.